So just out of curiosity, this is something God was putting on my mind yesterday, and I'd like to share it with you, but first to see how many can relate. How many of you have at some point in your life tried to give a gift to someone, like pay for a meal, okay, or offer them something freely, and that person's response was, oh, no, 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 let me pay you back, or, you know, you shouldn't do that or whatever. Like, can we raise our hands if, like, we've ever experienced being the person trying to give or being the person who was responding as, oh, no, let me pay for it? Can we just show a raise of hands? I think it's been almost all of us have experienced that at some point. So that just kind of proves right there that that is our natural, like, human instinct that, like, we need to pay for it. We can't just, like, take something and receive it. I mean, that's why we have so many other religions or people trying to earn their way, you know, to heaven. But this song that we're going to sing here, like, this is the heart of God to give and for us to freely receive, because, I mean, we can't pay for it. But the song we're singing, it's rooted in number 6. Okay, and at the end of that, verse 22, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This is straight from the mouth of God, giving this to Moses and to Aaron to bless his people. Okay, so this is God's gift to us. So let's not be that person who says, oh no, God, like, let me pay you back for that. Or, like, you know, I don't need to, like, receive that. Let's not be rude. Let's, like, receive what he has to offer us. Okay, may we repent of trying to pay back and, you know, earn things. Like, let's freely receive what he has to give us.